Harper Audio presents The Strain, Book One of The Strain Trilogy by Guillermo del Toro and Chuck Hogan, performed by Ron Perlman. Copyright 2009 by Guillermo del Toro and Chuck Hogan. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. The Legend of Yusef Sardiu.
Once upon a time, said Abraham Satrakian's grandmother, there was a giant. Young Abraham's eyes brightened, and immediately the cabbage borscht in the wooden bowl got tastier, or at least less garlicky. He was a pale boy, underweight and sickly. His grandmother, intent on fattening him, sat across from him while he ate his soup, entertaining him by spinning a yarn. A Bubba Misa, a grandmother's story, a fairy tale, a legend. He was the son of a Polish nobleman, and his name was Yusef Sardiu. Master Sardiu stood taller than any other man, taller than any roof in the village. He had to bow deeply to enter any door. But his great height, it was a burden, a disease of birth, not a blessing. The young man suffered. His muscles lacked the strength to support his long, heavy bones. At times it was a struggle for him just to walk. He used a cane, a tall stick, taller than you, with a silver handle carved into the shape of a wolf's head, which was the family crest. Yes, Bubba, said Abraham between spoonfuls. This was his lot in life, and it taught him humility, which is a rare thing indeed for a nobleman to possess. He had so much compassion for the poor, for the hard-working, for the sick. He was especially dear to the children of the village, and his great deep pockets, the size of turnip sacks, bulged with trinkets and sweets. He had not much of a childhood himself, matching his father's height at the age of 8, and surpassing him by a head at age 9. His frailty and his great size were a secret source of shame to his father, but Master Sardiu truly was a gentle giant, and much beloved by his people. It was said of him that Master Sardiu looked down on everyone, yet looked down on no one.
She nodded at him, reminding him to take another spoonful. He chewed a boiled red beet, known as a baby heart, because of its color, its shape, its capillary-like strings.
Yes, Bubba.
He was also a lover of nature, and had no interest in the brutality of the hunt, but as a nobleman and a man of rank, at the age of 15 his father and his uncles prevailed upon him to accompany them on a six-week expedition to Romania.
To here, Bubba, said Abraham. The giant, he came here? To the north country, Kadishel, the dark forests. The Sardiu men, they did not come to hunt wild pig or bear or elk. They came to hunt wolf, the family symbol, the arms of the House of Sardiu. They were hunting a hunting animal. Sardiu family lore said that eating wolf meat gave Sardiu men courage and strength, and the young master's father believed that this might cure his son's weak muscles. Yes, Bubba? Their trek was long and arduous, as well as violently opposed by the weather, and Yusef struggled mightily. He had never before traveled anywhere outside his family's village, and the looks he received from strangers along the journey shamed him. When they arrived in the dark forest, the woodlands felt alive around him. Packs of animals roamed the woods at night, almost like refugees displaced from their shelters, their dens, nests, and lairs. So many animals that the hunters were unable to sleep at night in their camp. Some wanted to leave, but the elder Sardiu's obsession came before all else. They could hear the wolves crying in the night, and he wanted one badly for his son, his only son, whose gigantism was a pox upon the Sardiu line. He wanted to cleanse the House of Sardiu of this curse, to marry off his son, and produce many healthy heirs. And so it was that his father, off tracking a wolf, was the first to become separated from the others, just before nightfall on the second evening. The rest waited for him all night and spread
Sample complete. Ready to continue?